Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy is among a group of Republicans pushing Congress to approve $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. In an interview with Fox News, Dunleavy said he agrees with President Trump about people needing money in their pockets now.
I agree with the president. The people of this country need money in their pockets now so they can take care of the bills that they've been putting off, especially those that have lost their jobs. So this is the time to do it, not 6 months from now, not a year from now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Governor Dunleavy, also on Fox News, explains the $5,000 permanent fund dividend.
So we're asking the legislature to file that statutory formula this year. Only half of the statutory formula was filed last year, so pay half of the remaining half of last year now. And then this coming year, our permanent fund dividend for this coming year paid as soon as possible, so we get that almost $5,000 into the hands of every Alaskan. This pandemic has been just been awful for the state of Alaska. Our oil industry was hit hard. Our tourism industry was hit really hard, the cruise ship industry. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our restaurants, our hotels, our bars and other businesses have been really hit. People have been laid off. So this interjection of this type of money into the economy, we believe, will get a number of businesses back up off their knees.
The U.S. House passed a measure to increase the stimulus to $2,000 Monday, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote from coming to the floor earlier Tuesday. Republican Congressman Don Young did not vote on that measure. He called it political theater.
Anchorage Mayor Austin Quinn Davidson held a public briefing on Tuesday to announce the next steps for the municipality's COVID-19 emergency restrictions, effective at the start of the new year. Quinn Davidson formally announced Emergency Order 17, which aims to ease many restrictions imposed by earlier hunker down orders.
We are now in a position where we can begin to ease restrictions. After hearing from our public health officials, business owners, nonprofit leaders, and community members, we've taken public health data, economic analyses, and personal stories into account to guide Anchorage's next steps. We've worked long hours, including over the Christmas weekend, to put together a package based on science, a package that at its core values fairness. Today, we are announcing the details of Emergency Order 17, which will go into effect at 8 a.m. on January 1st.
The mayor's online briefing revealed that bars and restaurants in Anchorage will be allowed to reopen for indoor dining at 25% capacity, but that they must end alcohol service at 11 p.m. to limit prolonged visits. With regards to other industries, she offered details.
Entertainment businesses can also open at 25% capacity and will be required to follow similar guidelines as hospitality businesses for any food service. Gyms, personal care services like salons, and retail businesses like grocery stores or small shops in town can operate at 50% capacity with the same masking and distancing requirements that we're all used to. Organized sports can resume scrimmages indoors. Teams that use ice rinks must continue to remain outdoors, however. Remote work is still required when it doesn't significantly impede business operations.
The mayor attributed the ease of restrictions this week to the effectiveness of the city's past emergency orders and is bullish on the future of Anchorage and the state of Alaska in the midst of the pandemic.
Today, we find ourselves in a better place because residents of the municipality led the way. None of us want to have to return to a hunker down again.
For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Nearly every inmate in Alaska's largest prison has reportedly contracted COVID-19, according to data from the State Department of Corrections. While a few cases are still considered active, the high number of infections underscores the difficulties of containing the virus in tight congregate living situations where it remains challenging to follow basic health guidelines designed to mitigate the spread, according to the Anchorage Daily News. On Tuesday, a corrections spokeswoman estimated that 1,115 inmates out of a total of 1,236 inmates at Goose Creek Correctional Center tested positive for the virus since the first case was reported at the facility back in November. Only 112 COVID-19 cases were still considered active as of Monday. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.